Board members expected a fight on raising tolls yet again on the Golden Gate Bridge, but there was minimal pushback from the public. No one spoke out against the plan at Friday's meeting.
But we didn't receive a lot of comments on the proposal.
That's Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation District General Manager Dennis Mulligan, who had this message for those frustrated about the rate hike.
You know, things cost more today than they did a few years ago. And so as costs go up a little bit, we have the choice to either raise our fees a little bit or to start cutting services.
The board approved a plan that would raise fast track to $8.75, pay as you go to $9, and invoice billing to $9.75 over the 5-year period.
This money will be used for two things. One is to maintain current operations, to continue maintaining the bridge, and to provide bus and ferry service that complements the bridge. And then also some of the money is set aside for future capital projects.
Like maintaining the 81-year-old bridge, the toll hikes would raise an estimated $100 million over the next 5 years. At the Golden Gate Bridge Toll Plaza, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.